Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Baruchim Habayim. We're continuing Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua, Simen Ayin Dalid. We're in the middle of the Hakdama that the Be'er Halacha brought from the Prima Gadim. What we're in, Beis, where the Be'er Halacha said that the din of Libay Roya Erva Shaloi Oisha Chaveroi is only Midrabanan. Says the Bir Halacha, V'chozeh kishu lavosh kutan kutaines de ha'erva mechusa. The din of Libay Roya Sa'erva is only if you're wearing a cloak, a robe, where the erva itself is covered. Avo begiloi erva. But if your erva is uncovered, Avo pisha Libay mechusa, ve'ein of einon royais. The Bir Halacha is saying an important idea. The din of Libay Roya So'erva, even when you take care of it, let's say you cover your heart, if the erva itself is uncovered, what would an example be? Let's say your heart is covered, your eyes don't see the erva, or you stick your head out a window. It's usher to learn, not like the Bach in Yoredei Siman Reish to start with the Gila Erva Leka Iser Klal, Rak Mishum Shalibay Roya Eso Erva, not like the Shita of the Bach. The Bach holds there's no din of Giloy Erva independent of Libay Roya Sa Erva. As long as you take care of Libay Roya Sa Erva, if the Erva itself is uncovered, it's not a problem. But the Bir Halacha says that is not so. Ze Enoi, Rak Giloy Erva Hu Iser Minat Torah. Giloy erva is a doiraisa, k'mo shekasav Rashba, midachsiv lo yira b'cha ervas dover. It doesn't say, v'loiksiv lo yisira. It doesn't say you should not see. Ela lo yira. It should not be seen, even if you don't see it. If others could see it, or if it's visible, it's a problem. B'loy mibayim acher oimed l'negdoi da'asim min ha'Torah. It goes without saying, if someone is standing opposite you, it's asim min ha'Torah. Rak afilu ein acher oimed l'negdoi asir. But even if there's no one opposite you, it's aser. K'may shekasav Rashi b'chumash, d'lo yira b'cha, koy al HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lo yira b'cha is going on Hashem. V'im kara ve'ervasim megula, tzarech lachzer v'likrois. You would have to say it again. V'isar, libay rayas ever rak midrabanan. Lachain, b'libay chutz lamayim. Let's say like this. Your heart is outside of the water. Or let's say your heart, the erva is in a glass. So your heart could see it. Mutter liquor is Kriyashma Vlasik with the very Torah. I guess this is presuming that you can't see it. Let's say the water is dirty or the glass is not clear. Now, there's a difference between if your heart could see your own erva or your friend's erva. When it comes to your own erva, so you could separate with your arms and certainly with a belt, or of your friend, a hefsek doesn't help. Because in the end, your heart sees the erva of your friend. And you dafka need a kisoy with a garment on your heart. The kisoy bayad alibay and covering with your hand on your heart, loy mahani, it does not help. Afle ervas chaveroi. What about this? You need to dafka put a kisoy. This din that we say that you could be mafsik bizroyosav. This that we say you could put your hand on your heart, it doesn't even work le'ervas chaveroi because one guf cannot be machasa another guf. It needs to be dafka with a garment. Okay, now what if somebody's going in a robe? Someone's going only in a robe. In this case, the issue is Your heart could see the erva. So you're not going with a belt. You could hug your arms together, or your hand will help. For example, if you cover with your cloak on your heart. Now, what if the garment is very thin that you could see the erva through it? So it's not going to help for Libay Royas Erva, because the same way it's not going to help for Giloy Erva. We'll see when it comes to the Mayim, it won't help for it will not help for Libay Royas Erva. So if the kutaines is very thin and the erva could be seen, it's going to have the same din as Mayim, and it won't help Le'enav. But it's Masha, it will work for Libay Roya Esoeva. In other words, let's say you had a very thin garment and you hugged your arms on top of it to be Mafsik. Would we then say that works? I think we would say it works. For Libay Roya Esoeva, it would work. Why? Because really the arms are separating between the heart and the Erva. Elamai ain guf mechasa guf. It's not. There's a cloth there. The cloth is not see-through. You're not able to see anyway because of the arms. The arms are separating between the heart and the erva. The only problem is of ain guf mechasa guf. So it sounds like it will work for a liboy royas erva, but not for a gilo erva. Okay, let's come back to the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat Dalet. Okay. Now the Mechaber said if somebody was sleeping unclothed in a cover, you need to be chaytzeitz with a talis alibay, and then you could read Shema. Otherwise, there's an issue of libay roes ha'erva. Says Mishnah Berurah, Mishum de'libay, de'erva b'ri'ya tali rachmana. An erva is dependent on ri'ya. K'dachsiv lo yira b'cha erva stavar. U'matzino lashon ri'ya b'lev. We find the lashon of ri'ya by the heart. K'dachsiv v'libi ra'a harbe chachma. Shlomo HaMelech says, my heart saw a lot of wisdom. Lefikach hechmiru chacham mazeh. Therefore, as we mentioned in the Bir Halacha, Giloy erva is d'oraisa. Royas ha'erva is d'oraisa. Liboy royas ha'erva is d'rabbanan. V'da. Da'afilum liboy mechusu bebeged lahafsik beinoy la'erva. Even if your heart is covered, to be mafsik between you and the erva, tzarech shetehei ervasoi gamkein mechusa. Your erva also needs to be covered. Vimhi megula, if the erva is covered, hiskima harbi achreinim, the asur kris minatar, many achreinim are maskim, that it's asur to read minatar. That's what we just saw in the Be'er Halacha. Afilu mechusa ba'atalis, gamal roishai. Even if you cover your head with a talis, ve'inov, and your eyes, shelo yuchal liras es erva, even if you have a blindfold, that you can't see your erva, but if your erva is uncovered, you cannot say Shema. Sharei loy nemar loy sira ervas davar. It doesn't say you should not see. Elo loy yira b'cha. It should not be seen in you. Kolaymer shetehei mechusa. It should be covered in a way. Be'inyan shlo yuchal leirois afilu achad. It should not be seen by someone else. Lefikach ha'oimed b'bayis arayim. Someone who is standing unclothed in his house. V'hoitzi roishay chutz l'chalayin. And he sticks his head out of the window. Shlo yira ervasay, so as not to see his own erva. Even if he puts a garment on his heart as a chatzitza, hareze lo yikra, he cannot say Shema. Why? Kivan she ervasay megula, since his erva is uncovered, veniris v'bayis, and is seen in the house. Aval hayashin arayim bekila. But what if someone is sleeping unclothed in a canopy bed, completely unclothed, no cover either? She'eino gavaya asar tvachim, but it's not 10 tvachim tall. V'hoitzi roishay chutzala, he sticks his head out of the canopy bed. Okay, so now think about it. He can't see his erva. V'gam chotzatz ve'ezad al hasuk bein libel erva, and he puts on a shmata to separate between his heart and the erva, so he can't see the erva. He also You'll say, but his erva is megula, his erva is uncovered. No, his erva is not uncovered, because this canopy bed is a reshus b'fnei atzmai. It's like it's covered. Afal pish ervas megula bakila, even though the erva is uncovered in the canopy bed. Harezehu kamechusa b'talis. It's like covered in a talis. Shekivan she'en akila gvaya asar tfachim. Since The kila is not 10 tefachim tall. Shame kisoy aleha. It's considered like it's covered k'may malbosh, like a garment. Ve'inoy doyme labayis. It's not like a house. A house shehu chalak rishus la'atzmai. A house is just a separate rishus. V'leinuchal chanois aleha shem kisoy. You can't consider it a covering. Al kein aser. A house would not constitute kisoy erva. A kiloy would constitute, a canopy bed would constitute gilo erva. V'cheinim tsoya babayis. Likewise, if there's excrement in a house, b'toich arba amos, v'hoytzi roishe chutz l'chaloyin, and you stick your head out of the window, this is very common. You have a baby in the house. The baby soiled his garment. The baby soiled his diaper. So he's wearing a diaper, but you smell it. Now, you stick your head out of the window. You're in a different rishus. You still can't say Shema. Deshadinan roishay basar rubai. Because we drag the head after the majority of the body. Now, I'm not sure if we would be machmer even by a diaper, because there it's covered. So there maybe you only have to go out of Dalet Amos. So if your head is out of the house, I'm not sure about that. But if it's uncovered soya, then the fact that you stuck your head out is irrelevant, because we drag the head after the majority of the body, says the Magen Avraham Vroitzel Amar, the Asar Afilu Das HaMatirin L'Kamam B'Simen Ayin Vav Sif Dalet. Even according to the Das HaMatirin, in Sif Dalet it would be Asar. Chazonish says, not like this, that the Das HaMatirim is based on Kol HaNeshama Tehalel Ka. And it goes by the nose and the mouth, and if your head is out of the house, you could say it. Okay, when we get to Siman Ayin Vav Siv Dalet, we'll re-examine. What if you stick your head into a room and there's soya in that room? Do we say, well, it's not a problem because your head gets dragged after the majority of your body? No, aser gam ken kolam likros. Dal kapanim at soya neged einav, because you could see it. So even though you're not in the same domain because your body's in a different domain, but you could see it. Aser gam ken kolam likros. Well, das harajba hamuva b'siman ayin tes of base. Aser afilu hu oimein mi bachutz neged ha-pesach. And according to the Rajba that's brought in Siman Ayin Tes, it's Usur, even if you're standing outside opposite the doorway. Kivan Shat Soya Kenegdai. Let's say you don't stick your head into the room that has Soya, you're outside opposite the doorway. It's still a problem. Okay, one more. Sif katan hey. Li boy roya es ha'erva. Ayin b'derech ha'chaim. That fill of the evidem kar krishna esvalo chayzer. That if it's Liboy Roya Sa'erva, even Bidiyavad, you have to say Shema and Daven again. Even though we said Liboy Roya Sa'erva is Drabanan, still, if you davened with a robe, without a belt, under a blanket, without any separation, you have to say Shema and Shema and Esrei again. You would have to repeat Shema with the brachas im karam berias Liboy Erva. If it was Liboy Roya Sa'erva, the Hachi Tiknu Chachamim. That's what the rabbis were masakein. Once they gave a din that Liboy Roya Sa'erva is a problem, you would have to go back not only for Shema, but for the brachais. Aval Bashar brachais, Yeshel Histapik with the Evidem Yachzar. If it was a Bari Nefashos, or an Alamichya, or a Shahakol that you'd made when it was Liboy Roya Sa'erva, then Lechoiro, you could apply the rule. It's a suffix whether you have to go back. Do we say Liboy Roya? Do we say Savik Rabbanan Lakula? Or do we say Kamakam Sha'amru Chachamim Loi Saved Loi Mahani? The rabbi said not to do it, and you did it, even though it was on a Din Rabbanan. It doesn't work. Lamaisa, we're Masupik about that, Vasavik Brachas Lahakal.
Like Baruch Shama and Yishtabach.
Like Baruch Sha'amar and Yishtabach.
Before, because
B'chaim.
Kriyat Shema, the whole thing you did, lying in bed without any clothes on, with under the sheet.
So the only thing you would have to go back is tefillah.
Because Kriyat Shema. Because Kriyat Shema.
I'm saying Shemoneh Esrei, he said you have to go back.
Yeah, from because Kriyat
And
Shema.
Kriyat Shema and Berachos Kriyat Shema. Now, why do you have to go back for Shemoneh Esrei? Why don't we say Safek Drabanan Lekula there also? What's the difference between Shemoneh Esrei and Bar Nefashos? I think he addresses that in the first wide line. He says, Dahachi Tiknu Chachamim. Somehow the takana of Libay Royas, however, was made for Shema and Tefillah. But Stam Brachos, they never made that takana.
Something like.
Again, the guy's wearing a beautiful robe. The king doesn't see him, it's his own heart, see, right? Oh, that's what we just said, right? In other words, the Chayadam is mashma that for Shemoneh Esrei you could also be lenient. Could be you could follow this shita when it's sorry if das Rashi Rabbeinu Shmaya Talmidei Amuva B'Toisvis. That says what? That Rashi and Rabbeinu Shmaya hold there is no din of Libay Raya Sarva. There is no such din. We don't paskin that way. We paskin like the Rif and the Rambam and Shari Shainim, that there is an issue of Libay Raya Sarva, but there. It's good to have in your back pocket Shitas Rashi and Rabbeinu Shmaya that Libay Roya Sa'erva is not an issue. So this is very interesting machlokes whether Libay Roya Es Ha'erva is only for Shema by Yadai Raisa and Memela Birchos Kriyat Shema gets tagged along, or does it apply to Tefillah also, right? Misvara, you shouldn't differentiate between Tefillah and other brachos, but unless you say there's a difference. Okay, let's hold it over here. Okay, thanks everybody. Good.